Anyway, I'm also deeply and wonderfully proud of my beloved father, Philip Lefkowitz, who, as I said, is or one of the things that Dad gave me growing up is a love and appreciation for music, for all kinds of music. Because that's where we first learn it. You know, we go through our parents' record collections, and my mom's 45s and my dad's albums. And he was very open to a lot of different kinds of music, and remains so. So there would be Beethoven and stuff in the classical area, and then a bit of jazz and vocalist stuff, everything from, of course, Frank Sinatra to Lambert Hendricks and Ross and people like that. And then some things from the folk era. And also later on, he even liked things like ABBA and the Beatles and all sorts of stuff. So to have that eclecticism was a real treasure for me, and it certainly led to my loving music and wanting to be into all different kinds and to be open as much as I can to different kinds of music. So with that in mind, let's hear Dad talk about his early years-ish, well, middle to early years, going down to the village and hearing some music.
Sunday afternoons meant the village, Greenwich Village, Vanguard in the city, Manhattan, where for $2 admission fee, no minimum, no cover charge, you could sit and listen to some of the best jazz around, like Ahmad Jamal and the MJQ, the Modern Jazz Quartet, along with other types of music, notably folk, another genre on which I was particularly keen. One Sunday, I had gone to hear the Mitchell Ruff duo, with whom I had become familiar via their records, on the Roulette label, I believe. This duo, strangely enough, was made up of two musicians, Clyte Mitchell on piano and Billy Ruff on either French horn or bull fiddle. This seemingly odd combination made some great sounds together, including most notably, at least to my ear, Fugue for Lulu. Imagine my excitement when I reported to the Vanguard Sunday afternoon, filled with anticipation, and they did not let me down. I was surprised, however, when the duo came on as the opening act. I could not imagine what the headline act would be like, at that time never having heard of, quote, the slightly fabulous Limelighters. What a treat they turned out to be. I remember the announcer saying, "I'm now straight from Chicago, the slightly fabulous Limelighters." I imagine more than a few listeners have heard of Glenn Yarbrough. He was the group's tenor and lead singer and went on to a successful career on his own after the group broke up. But together, as a unit, they had a wonderful sound, adding a dash of humor by their bass player, whose name escapes me, Lou, I think it was. 5 minutes into their set, I was on the payphone, no cell phones in those days, the 50s, I believe, telling people to stop whatever they were doing and make a trip down to the Vanguard and to be prepared for a fun afternoon. What a bargain, with such wonderful memories for just $2. That's it.